Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
About 5 minutes away from a very special announcement, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple on our question about sleep. Guys, at a huge house party, my brother and I were drinking excessively, and sometime late, I couldn't find him. We organized a search party and found him sleeping in the chicken coop. Guys, when I was 14, I made friends with a new kid in school who came from a private school. He was kind of goofy and didn't have a lot of friends, but we had fun. Invited me to a party and then to spend the night at his place. I had no idea he was the son of one of the wealthiest families in the area. They owned several gas and service stations. House was massive. Woke up the next morning to being kissed. I opened my eyes and there was an amazingly beautiful woman smiling. Then she just walked off. I woke my buddy up, freaking out. Told him what happened, thinking she followed us from the party and his parents are going to kill us. He said, that's my sister. Now, this guy is tall, chunky, and not a good-looking guy. I said, dude, there's no way this lady is your sister. So he handed me a pic off his desk, and yeah, it's her, his half-sister, same mom, but her dad is a Hopi Indian.
Oh.
She looked like Whitney Houston on the 1987 album cover, nearly identical.
I would be happy if I woke up to that.
She was just happy I was pals with her brother.
So that's how she showed it. Thank you for being
here. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yes. Now time for one birthday. Brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
By the way, we still have some in the refrigerator, and I still have a bag of chips if anybody wants to get it.
Oh, nice. All right.
Add some sour cream. Let's see here. Pachola's our son, Theron. He turns 13 today. He's grown so much, and we're so proud. So can we get a big old fart medley and Coach Ted to help him decide whether to run middle school track or play baseball this spring? Lots of love from Mom and from Dad. All right, Theron.
Let's hope you don't wake up with your stomach like that, son. It's be bad for any sport. Now, listen, Coach can't tell you which sport to pick, but Coach can tell you this much. It's middle school, right? Feel like the cross-country team. Well, was it track or cross-country?
Track.
Whether to run middle school track or play baseball.
Track.
Feel like track's always going to need a few more runners. And if you have any interest in still playing baseball, maybe get it in middle school because that'll get tougher to stay on as you get to high school, but you'll still be running. Now, with that said, I think pick the sport you like and go do that one.
Right.
But baseball, you're only going to have a smaller roster. Track, you'll have different distances, long distance, shorter distance.
Hurdles.
Right. And you can keep running in the offseason. It'll help you if you're playing baseball, too.
That's a strong point.
Okay.
Track probably won't hurt you in most sports that aren't wrestling.
I tell you what,
track guys are generally thin, strong, but very thin.
Well, you can always do like shot put. You can do discus.
Yeah,
you can
that's
do javelin.
A good point.
You can do high jump.
And I wrestled for a year. Unfortunately, there was still a lot of running.
Oh, yes,
even before
is.
You got to the goddamn practice.
You got
to
make weight. All right, guy, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Take a moment now, time for a very special announcement. We are very happy once again to announce that the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter is back from Black Raven Brewing Company.
That is good news.
Nice.
This beer is absolutely fantastic. I'll be honest with you. I am not the biggest porter fan in the world. This might be one of the best porters I've ever had.
I'll agree with you there. I'm the opposite of you. I enjoy porters. I'm not big on those stupid, like, holiday releases and all the weird tastes. This thing is dynamite.
Yeah,
this thing is absolutely dynamite.
It's a limited time release. Well, we did it last year. It's only available on tap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Ola Days Holiday Porter has notes of rum, chocolates, vanilla, orange peel, and holiday spices. And as they say, Ola Days is a special brew inspired by some legendary balls. That would be Grandma's rum balls, that is.
I remember that.
In the middle.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
Come on, Grandma.
Man, oh, man. It's an outstanding brew. We have some of the locations early on draft.
Do they already have it?
We know that it's been delivered.
Okay.
So like anything
might not
else,
be on tap yet, but it's at the bar.
Correct. Every once in a while, they get away for a keg to blow.
Yeah.
That's why I hang out in the bar, just in case it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they get that tap in.
Hi, my name's Keg. I mean, Craig.
Exactly. Hook me up.
What up, Craig?
Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter will be available, if not already, at Zeke's Pizza locations.
Thank you, Zeke's, man. Zeke has always been good to us, man.
Has anyone been to Wibbly's Gourmet Burgers?
Wibbly's.
No. I don't think I've heard of that, but they got gourmet burgers. I'm in. Ted, one of your favorites, the Westie, over there near Roosevelt.
Yes!
Oh, Westie Roosevelt. I love that spot.
That's where you get your lemon pepper wings.
Lemon pepper wings. Delicious.
You know, Ola Days Holiday Porter.
Their burgers are good, too.
I have not had a bad meal, though.
Also available to West Side Tavern, the Sunnydale Saloon, which sounds like my kind of place.
Oh, I've been to the Sunnydale down there in Burien.
Of course you've been.
Yeah.
We'll count how many Ted's been to. The Roanoke Inn.
Yes.
Oh, Roanoke
been
Inn.
Been to the Roanoke, for sure. For sure.
Where's that? Mercer Island.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great old school spot. They have a fireplace.
That's the review.
I'm not, well, and they have a delicious corn and crab chowder.
Well, you can have a holidays porter, sit down near the fireplace.
Yeah, have that corn and chowder.
How about the Riverside Tavern?
Ooh, not sure. Where's it at?
Riverside of it.
All right.
The Red Robin Factoria location.
Haven't been to the one in Factoria, but certainly have been to Red Robin.
Also available at the Rainier Bar and Grill. That is in the old brewery.
Oh, yeah.
They got a full bar in there. They've carried the Men's Room IPA before, the 20th anniversary lager. Of course, you get in there and get a tall Rainier as well.
As well, sure.
What else we got here? Oddfellas Pub and Eatery Tacoma.
Well, I don't know the name.
Okay. You been there?
Yeah, because there's two locations. I've been to both of them. Man, Mike's been in there with me. They have like this pork candy on their appetizer.
God damn.
Here's one. Such great food.
Go ahead.
It's not whether or not you remember you've been there, but you also have an immediate Yelp review.
Right. That's what my buddy Chad was saying the other day.
All right.
One I can vouch for, the North Bend Bar and Grill. Get the salmon sandwich. The blackened salmon sandwich.
Yeah. They'll throw it on a Caesar salad for you, too.
Either way. What else
great
we
spot.
Got? Local Boys Tap Room.
Haven't been there. Sounds fun.
Okay. Levitate Gastro Pub.
I've heard of the name, but I haven't been there.
How about the Iron Duck Public House?
No.
Sounds like my kind of place.
I knew Levitate. That one, I think that's out in Issaquah. I think that's out on Front Street.
You may have been the one who told me about Levitate. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great cheese dip, dude.
Okay.
Oh, yep. Been there then.
Jesus. In Issaquah, I might have been there too.
Yeah.
Is that in that kind of like little building with like four or five different things in it? Or is it a standalone?
It's right there on Front Street, so there's a handful out there.
The Boston Harbor Marina, which I'm assuming is in Boston, Massachusetts, but probably local since it's only a local beer. And finally, our friends at the 884 Pub.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Brooklyn.
Been there.
Another great spot.
As the locations increase, we'll let you know where the beer is going to be found.
Yeah, man.
Keep in mind, like all of our beers, a portion of that proceeds will benefit the three local fisher houses. So you're doing some good there every time that you pick up a delicious Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter.
If you go to the Roosevelt on Westie, they also have bubble hockey.
Do they?
Yeah.
USA, Russia?
Yes.
Of course. What other teams are you going to put up there, man?
If it's
bubble hockey, it's got to be that.
Exactly.
Damn. Damn.
Speaking of drinking, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. But first.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like we said at the top of the show, I said, are you familiar with Duck Duck Goose? Because today we're calling it Duck Duck Breaks. And by the way, Ted, so we did establish Duck Duck Goose, but you're sitting in a circle, one person is standing. They walk around patting your head. Each time they pat your head, they're going duck, duck, duck.
Correct.
Now you say goose, everyone gets up, they run around in circles. I don't remember. How does the game end? What do you do?
If you're the goose, you got to stand up and you got to chase that person around
the circle.
You got to try to tag them before they sit where you were sitting.
Okay, thank you. It's honestly
that's the way I remember.
It's been bugging me for 2 hours. You're right. I'm like, how the hell does that game end? All right. So, like we said, today is Doc Breaks.
Silly goose.
I know. Two doctors, one set of breaks. So let us start with a doctor that's been accused of filming women's intimate areas while performing examinations on them. After banning their partners from the room so that the women were more vulnerable, right? So you go there, your wife, doctor says, oh, hey, yeah,
you don't want to see this.
We can't let guys in there, right? Just so that he could film them. So a U.S. Army gynecologist, he used to work at the Tripler Medical Center in Honolulu, Hawaii. He's being sued for taking secret videos of his patients. Dr. Blaine McGraw, which sounds like a cowboy, he's been accused of secretly videotaping patients during intimate examinations. Now, the doctor has been suspended pending a police investigation. A law firm filed a civil lawsuit last week on behalf of an anonymous woman claiming to be one of the victims. And it states that complaints against McGraw, against this guy McGraw, began at Tripler in Hawaii back in 2019. However, it adds that Army leadership allegedly dismissed the warnings, laughed off credible allegations, and allowed McGraw to continue practicing. The petition claims that McGraw's conduct was not an isolated incident, but part of a known pattern. Law firm says that now more women have come forward claiming they had similar experiences with this guy. Attorney Andrew Cobo said, quote, we had victims who gave us statements who said they asked for their husbands to be in the room with them during the appointment, but the Army turned them down, specifically this doctor. They said, no, your husband is going to have to wait in the waiting room during this procedure. Then they were left alone with Dr. McGraw. Now, one of the alleged victims filed a complaint stating McGraw recorded a pelvic examination on his mobile phone. He wasn't even trying to be subtle at that point. Now, McGraw is said to have since moved to Texas to begin practicing again at a different Army Medical Center, but the lawsuit claims that the complaints continued during his tenure there. So he started in Hawaii, moved to Texas, and apparently, if the complaints are to be believed, it's a pattern of behavior that he continues. We stay in the medical profession. Now we have a 44-year-old male nurse who worked at a hospital in Germany. Well, he's been accused of playing, quote, master of life and death with the patients that he was supposed to care for. So prosecutors presented evidence that he injected dozens of mostly elderly patients with large doses of sedatives or painkillers like morphine and midazolam, which is a muscle relaxant that's sometimes used for executions in the United States. Not to kill you, but to relax your muscles. But he had a simple goal. He's not trying to kill anyone. His simple goal was to make his night shifts easier. Not making this up. The defendant, whose identity has not been made public, he testified to court that he had simply tried to put his patients to sleep because, and I quote, sleep is the best medicine, and claimed that he had no idea the drugs that he used could be lethal. Now, prosecutors accused the nurse, who had been working at the hospital for about the last 5 years, of showing, quote, no motivation and no enthusiasm while performing his duties, and showing a complete lack of empathy toward the sick patients in his care. Their investigation found that the patients who needed the most care only irritated him. He's that guy. Okay. Doesn't want to be there. So a court in the city of something I can't pronounce, they recently convicted him to life in prison without parole for the murder, intentional or not, of at least 10 patients in the attempted murder of 27 others.
Wow.
In 18 months. But investigators are reportedly looking into several other suspicious cases during his medical career. So he's like, you're whining, you need all this crap. Yeah, let me give you a sedative so you go to sleep and leave me alone. Some of them pass out. So those are the doctors. So as we call this doc breaks, this story is kind of insane. So imagine driving away in a recently bought luxury SUV, only to find that the brakes hardly work. Now, that's not the end of the world because brake pads wear off. You can just replace them. But what if you find that the car doesn't even come with licensed brake pads? That's what happened to a German motorist who discovered that the Mercedes GLE that he had bought at an auction was equipped with brake pads made of wood instead of real brake pads. In fact, there was a picture that accompanied this. It's unbelievable.
Ye old brake pads.
The ye old brake pads, yes. You only get them at the Renaissance Festival. The man, who has not been revealed by German media, he told police that he'd realized something was wrong with his used Mercedes GLE the moment that he pushed the brake pedal after buying it at the auction. The car barely slowed down, no matter how hard he slammed the brakes. So he called the tow truck, took it straight to a repair shop. Upon inspecting the brake system, the mechanics found that instead of authorized brake pads, the SUV was equipped with wooden pads with the word Brembo scribbled on them, that in permanent marker. Now, they offered almost no stopping power, and it already damaged the vehicle's actual disc. Says this is not even amateurism, but criminal sloppiness. That according to a technical safety expert who helped the investigation. Adding that wood wears out almost instantly when rubbing against metal disc and has no chance of stopping a 2-ton vehicle. German police, they've opened a criminal case against the former owner for interfering with the car's critical security elements. You know, like braking. But the reasons for replacing vehicles' brake pads with wooden blocks remains unknown. Okay, so those are your stories. We have the doctor, gynecologist with the Army, who repeatedly has been videotaping women during their examinations. We have the doctor in Germany who, oopsie-doodle, ended up killing 10 people because he just wants to sedate them so that they'll leave him the hell alone during his night shift. And finally, the car that was bought at auction that has wooden brake pads.
Ted, in my mind, the German nurse obviously sucks the worst. 10 people died or more. Gynecologist in Hawaii is second on the list as far as just being a creep. And the fact that he's still practicing.
Still practicing.
And they still allow him to do that, which is ridiculous. So even though that guy could have died who bought the Mercedes or killed someone else.
That's the issue.
The fact that he didn't in this instance, I'm going to say, against the other two, that story sucks the least.
I'm already tracking with where you're going, Ted. Just the idea, like, hey, those wooden brake pads, he just didn't die, but he at least would have injured himself, if nothing else, right?
Right, and I'm just, can you imagine, like, just barreling into traffic because you can't stop your car.
Germany.
Right, because it's got wooden brakes. So, I mean, I will agree with Miles. That one sucks the least. The other two are just so bad. The nurse in Germany, like, Jesus.
Yeah, and it was like one of the muscle relaxers just giving them. And granted, it's Germany, but they're like, you know in the U.S. they use this for executions, right? He's like, I sure didn't.
And no offense, if they're that elderly, like, couldn't you just slip them a melatonin?
To get them to sleep.
Not saying you should be doing this to anybody, but...
Right, you could do a less damaging thing to get an elderly person to fall asleep.
Injected them, yeah.
Yes. Debate Tech continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found those suffering from anxiety have lower levels of the brain nutrient choline.
Oh, my God. What is choline?
I have no idea.
Well, now I'm anxious because I don't have choline.
Do they even tell you where you get choline? Like, what is the source of choline?
Eggs, meat, fish, and soybeans.
All right.
They were basically saying that if you are suffering from anxiety, give that a shot. Try to up that in your diet.
So it sounds like it is related directly to protein.
A little bit.
Or is that vitamin B12?
Eggs, meat. Oh, okay.
Right. Eggs,
all right.
Meat,
see,
fish,
don't get something.
And so, it is responsible, if I'm not mistaken, for like, oh, shoot. Memory and some sort of processing. I forget what it was. It said it in this. I don't know. I didn't work on it. But that's basically what they were saying. And they were testing. They found that those that were suffering from anxiety had, like, all of them had about 8% lower than normal or lower than those without it. So they just said basically add more choline-rich foods in your diet to see if that doesn't curb it a little.
I've been screaming that from the mountaintops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A new bee has been discovered in Australia sporting devil-like horns on top of its head, earning it the name Lucifer.
Did you see that thing?
Oh, yeah.
I saw the headline, I saw the picture, I didn't read another thing. I'm like, good to know.
What did he think to himself? This stinger's not good enough. I need more weapons.
I need
no
horns.
No matter what I do, I want to hurt you.
I need antlers.
Yeah, I mean, God, I just looked at the picture. I'm like, do you need to exist?
I'm going
to
sting you from the front side.
Yeah, I know.
The number of people diagnosed with TB is increasing.
Tuberculosis?
Yeah, TB is on the rise.
Tick bitties.
And whooping cough, measles.
But deaths continue a downward trend as far as tuberculosis goes.
You're going to live. You'll be miserable.
You're right.
But you'll live.
Well, you're sure. going to have it. But it's
we going, have it's the things to combat it.
Sure.
Just throwing it out there.
We know how to.
That's why you can keep the death rate down. Because you already have the stuff in place.
Yeah.
You know.
You just know how to solve the problem. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I give you guys 60% to get this one right. It is a verb and an A word. That means to accept without objection and to remain or continue. If somebody cannot this, someone or someone, something bad, unpleasant, they cannot tolerate or accept that person or thing.
Ascertain?
Ascertain. Not a bad word, but not the correct response.
Hmm. And accept is not the word.
Has to do with
right.
bad.
So it's like I can accept, but if I can't accept this from you, then.
Then I cannot A word this.
I cannot.
To accept without objection. To remain or
acquiesce,
continue.
Not a good word.
People usually
word.
Do this concerning the law, or at least they should be.
Abate.
Abide.
Abide.
Oh, the dude abides.
Yeah,
abide. The dude abides. There yeah. you go. Wendy's has decided to close the doors of hundreds of stores in the U.S.
Boo!
I know. I like Wendy's.
I do, too.
I feel like it's underrated.
You don't realize how good a single cheeseburger is, do you?
Yes.
It's like, this is great. Single with cheese. They said in order to save money, but at the same time, they just spend a bunch of money to tell us about tendies.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, yeah. I thought that they had one of the best fast food fries in the game. I yeah. really do. I know that they got crapped on, but I liked them.
But there's something not fun about it.
Yeah. They got baked potatoes.
See,
yeah.
and I'll switch out the fries for a small chili.
There you go.
Because I think their chili's great.
I think they were the ones that really kind of popularized fries in the Frosty, you know, fries and ice cream.
Yep. Well, sure.
I mean, so I feel like that's where everybody really like, started look, it.
You can't drink our Frosty. Right. So
that's
what
I've never been on, having a milkshake.
Yeah.
I mean, they're Frosty to the death.
Yeah.
It's great. So that sucks.
You see that video going around, the guy, his wife's in a chili cook-off, and he goes to Wendy's and buys, like, they make, like, giant servings of the chili?
Yeah.
Then he just puts it in a crock pot. He doesn't win, but he comes in like second. Then he's like, I got to confess, it's Wendy's. And he's like, well, it was really good.
A new survey found that people can't tell the difference between real music and AI-generated music anymore.
Well, the number one country song in America right now is by an AI-generated artist.
But what would tip you off?
Right.
I mean, that's the thing about it. What would tip you off that it's AI? I don't think there's any way to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
The one that I heard, it sounded like Chris Stapleton or sure. you know, somewhere in that vein. Like
gotcha.
Sturgill Simpson-ish, kind of old school, but with a new twist. But that's supposedly the hottest selling or downloaded song right now in country.
The only thing I'm trying to figure out, so I did read something today that some AI artist just got a $3 million record deal. And I'm like, who gets the money?
I don't know. There's an AI DJ that I want to say Deadmau5 brought out at Red Rocks. And she was just like... supposed to be there.
It's like just a video screen and the beach of the beach.
I just don't know why other artists would promote this because now you're promoting your career ending. Maybe.
Yeah, basically.
And look, I've done it. I've sat in my buddy's office and we made some AI EDM songs and they're good.
You don't like
bangers.
Try to sell
bangers.
Too. Somebody got a $3 million contract. They said the AI artist did. Obviously, mm-hmm. it did not. But mm-hmm. somebody made money on it mm-hmm. and you literally have to do nothing.
Exactly. Studies suggest that your brain may learn best while fatigued. I have no idea why. I didn't read the study.
If that's the case, good news for parents everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you're more productive if you're hungover, in a weird way.
I think like you're almost more committed to get something done.
You gotta fight through
it. Because you really don't feel like doing it. So you kind of put your all into accomplishing something. I'm not saying this is the way to go through life, but certainly there are moments where I'm like, I feel like absolute crap, but the house is spotless.
Well, I mean, look, mm-hmm. you do it in sports. You do it in the military.
You know what? That's a good point. Yep.
Like, you always practice till exhaustion, and then, you know, like in basketball, now hit your foul shots.
Sure.
Or a two-minute drill at the end of the second two-a-day to see if your brain can still compute and do that stuff, right? Or military guys got to go through basic training to get you as tired as can be, and can you remember so it turns into instinct? So that makes
it sense. It does. That makes sense.
Sure. A new study found that 10 weeks of fast-paced brain training games could offset a decade of decline.
Wow.
Yeah.
My wife will live forever.
That's a fact.
Like, she plays games on her phone, but they're all brain teasers. I'm like, I don't even want to play these with you because I got to think too much.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and like that, her and my son, man, they just hunker down on that stuff.
Dang it.
I just want to shoot things or drive. But to me, if I'm to play a game, am I driving? Yeah. Or am I shooting something? If I got to like think, I don't know.
No, I just thought in general. I like that. It's the cowboy lifestyle.
And in general, too.
Yeah, I want to shoot guns and drive fast.
But I know what you're thinking. Mike, what are these brain teasing games that we can play?
The The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this comes to us via Healthline.com, and it is the 10 games and puzzles to exercise your brain.
All right.
Now, the number 10 one that they put on the list, I took these things a little bit out of order because some of them are promoting, you know, apps and whatnot, and I wanted to find actual physical games that okay. we've all played to some degree, possibly. So the 10th one I've got on the list is a game called Azul. I have only played this
Azul?
Game. Azul. Like Spanish blue. For blue. Yeah. Correct. I've only played this game one time at one sitting, and it was actually a ton of fun. So it's a tile placement game in which players compete for the highest score by claiming tiles and arranging them on their boards to score points.
Okay.
Great game to play with the family. I 100% agree. I feel like you can find it in most places. I just, it had never been on my radar.
Isn't
it got pulled out.
Is it Mahjong?
Mahjong.
Isn't that... loosely speaking, kind of the same thing. Right.
Yes. So it's kind of got that same vein about it, if you've ever played that one. They go with the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, listen, I just stopped doing that because I'm an idiot. But there's got to be, Gregor's one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
My son actually asked about Gregor. Over the weekend, we brought up Rubik's Cubes. And anytime my son comes in, you walk by Gregor's office and he goes, who's the guy that has the one that's like five squares across? Mm-hmm. I said, it's freaking Gregor, dude. Listen,
But once you understand the basic way to solve.
Sure.
Then is it entertaining anymore? Once you get the formula down.
Right?
Am I just taking, like, and I would cheat. I would look at a YouTube video or something like, all right, what am I looking for?
Well, maybe that's why he went up to 4 and 5 across.
Just to make it more
because
of a
the map's going to be different than it will be for 3 across, right?
Correct.
And he obviously can nail that in a billionth of a second. Maybe that's why he does it. I don't know.
Do you know how many possible moves there are on a single Rubik's Cube? On your standard Rubik's Cube?
Are you seriously asking me
yes.
this question? No.
Give it your best shot. How many possible moves can you make?
1,800.
1,800. I like it. 43 quintillion possible moves.
Okay. My answer explains why I'm not good at Rubik's Cube.
It's the world's best-selling and most famous puzzle. This portable game is perfect for stimulating the brain during idle time. Rather than scrolling through social media or watching a show when you're sitting in a waiting room, try solving the cube. I have tried multiple times. Mm-hmm. I have even looked up videos on how to find the formula.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those where it's like, it's never stuck in my brain on how to do it.
To me, you do it, if you're in an otherwise good mood and just want to be pissed off, do a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
This damn thing. Something wrong with it.
Wordle shows up on the list of fun little brain sure. games that you can do.
Wordle.
Yeah, they're
Wordle.
All over the Wordle, too.
Yeah. That is one of my wife and I's nightly rituals, is that we will just solve the Wordle puzzle for the day.
Again, my son and my wife, they definitely hunker down on that one every day. No, don't use that letter. We already used to hear blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm just going to turn up the TV while you guys do this.
Right. And it kind of... it'll get you angry because you'll start using words that are crazy combinations, and then all of a sudden, if you lose, it'll be like, actually, the word was
cloud.
Thief.
Right.
Like, doggone it. But I found that I am right in the swing of 3 and 4. Sometimes I've gotten a couple in 2 where I've gotten lucky. My wife is the sole holder of the shot it in 1 record.
I found that Wordle works for me. When my wife starts it, you hear her getting frustrated. I guess you have a limited number of attempts.
5.
And there's something about 6. Not being involved in the process. So she'll show me her phone. I'm like, well, obviously it's Thief. It's just, but that's not where her head is because she's gotten too deep into it and you overthink. But
correct.
I just look at it like, well, how else would it be?
I feel like if you played it, Steve, you would get it just as quickly.
I don't know, man.
Man, I'm telling you.
I don't know. Actually, my daughter excels at that.
Solitaire shows up on the list.
Oh, yeah. I used to play that a lot on the computer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just playing cards, man. No matter what you're doing. Now, I agreed that having it on my phone, I have burned so much time on planes. If I, you know, for whatever reason, the Wi-Fi on the plane went out or I don't have enough time to watch a movie or a TV show and I don't want to get involved, they shut it off when you're on the ground. Playing solitaire on my phone is just how I pass by the time.
Just like Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. my granddad.
It's wild. That ad's everywhere.
My granddad had like one of the original Mac computers. Had a Macintosh Classic 7 or something like that. I forget. He spent the entire time playing Free Cell on the thing.
I can believe that.
That's all he did was play solitaire.
It becomes like a home arcade.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, we got a computer, right? A home computer when I was like a junior in high school. And the amount of times I played solitaire in that thing would blow your mind.
Yes.
Did you play it with actual physical cards? Because my father would play it with physical cards all the time when I was a kid, then got a computer, and basically, he stopped using the cards, went to the computer, played the same game.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've ever played solitaire with a real card.
Really?
I think I've only done it on apps or on a computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Games and puzzles to exercise our brain. Jigsaw puzzles show up on the list.
Oh, I can't stand those.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Jigsaw puzzles are great because they exercise both the left and right sides of your brain at once. They require both logic, intuition, and creativity, and it's easy to get lost for hours working on them.
That's my problem, because I'm hours of anger.
Yes.
This piece has to fit somewhere.
I would probably do more if my cat wouldn't jump up and start eating them.
Oh, jigsaw puzzles are the big 300-piece ones?
Yeah, that's not something lower.
As many pieces as you want. Typically 2,000 is the standard big one.
Yeah.
Did you know that every one of those pieces is cut the same?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that until like a couple years ago, and I was like, huh.
I found out with you.
I'll be damned.
And it right doesn't help me.
No.
They do have some really weird cut designs, though. You look at them, you're like, this is impossible. It's like done in a circular shape.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is wild. I've wanted to see if I can, like, make the puzzle where every other piece was a different puzzle and then just make two separate
because the cuts
puzzles
are the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Chess shows up on the list.
Well, sure.
If Queen's Gambit wasn't inspiration enough, playing chess results in better brain function, improved memory and cognitive abilities, strategic thinking, and increased attention spans. In a 2019 research review, scientists found that the cognitive benefits of chess could help protect older adults from dementia.
There's a kid on my son's soccer team, and he's 12 or 13. Either way, he is like a ranked chess player, both state and national. So when we go out of town for the volleyball tournament, he'll sit in the lobby. And he takes on, like, the 18-year-old kids, the 16-year-old kids. He will play against four people at the time. And he's just like, I'm going to beat you in the next three moves, but I'll explain what I'm doing. So he played me. I made two moves. And he's like, all right, I'm going to drag this out a little bit so I can. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he explained to me what he was going to do based on two moves.
Right.
He's like, going to be checked.
I'm going to box you
like,
in right
Jesus
here.
Christ.
Even if you adjust it.
Brother.
Wouldn't matter?
No.
This kid, I'm telling you, he understood. He gave me his general strategy, which is cool. Like, a general strategy in football, win. But he actually understands, like, every single possible combination of any move that you make, and he knows how to take it out.
The thing with the adjustment there, Ted, is he literally boxes you into where you have to follow where he's going.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, he's going to kill you right there.
So you are dragging it up. Basically, it's like the killer whale playing with it. Well, you're going to die. I just haven't killed you yet.
Right. I'm dragging this out to where you have no choice but to lose.
I'm having fun beating you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's wild. I've wanted to learn and get to that point. I can play chess. I just wouldn't say that I could play it with the best of them. I couldn't play it with even the adept. I just get dragged the entire time.
All right.
And I enjoy chess. Crossword puzzles show up on the list.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I enjoy those.
Research from 2022 indicates that crossword puzzles help with knowledge retention. This brain activity helps you improve verbal skills and forces you to think deeply. And that is another one that we did for the longest time because we had the New York Times app on our phone.
All right.
On my phone, rather. And they had a free mini one every time. And it was just a little guy. It was maybe 5 or 6 by maybe 5 or 6, depending on the day and what all they did. And then they doggone paywalled the thing.
So did they?
Yeah.
Man.
It was a free one every day. And then they put the paywall up there. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, my wife and I used to do that together. Then we had kids. You just didn't have time.
No.
But that was our Sunday ritual. And it kind of took all day. Work on it for an hour. Do other things. Come back. Work on it for an hour. Mm-hmm. Do other things. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever completed a big one to where I felt confident with the answers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Who delivers a New York Times Sunday paper now? Amazon?
Probably.
I'm just curious, who goes every Sunday? Unless, you know.
You can go to a place and buy them.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, if you have a subscription.
I did.
Who puts that thing on your door?
There's still got to be paper delivery guy, right?
There is.
I don't know.
There is.
I mean, but for the New York Times.
But the difference is, it used to be, if you were the paper boy, it's every house or every other house. New York Times might be my house, then it might be your house.
Yeah, then I'm going to Magnolia, then I'm jumping to Queen Anne Hill, then I'm like, it's got to be somebody like UPS or Amazon.
Right?
The New York Times depends on your location with independent contractors and local delivery services.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sudoku.
Could be a Pizza Hut guy.
Exactly. Sudoku shows up. It's a number puzzle where you fill in grid numbers 1 through 9 with each number appearing only once in a row, column, or box. The classic game makes you think critically and helps improve concentration skills. While many mobile options are available nowadays, nothing hits harder than playing with a pen and paper.
I've never played it.
I loved playing it. There was a hot minute there, especially when I was traveling. I had a Sudoku book, and I would just crawl through that thing. And it is a fun little
brain exercise.
That's exactly what it is. And it's just brain candy for me.
Now, somebody here says expert level Sudoku and other solitaire games keep my mind alert. Sudoku definitely doing well.
Yeah. The expert level Sudokus, they can get real wild with it. It's been a minute since I've looked, so I don't remember fully what the more advanced versions look like. Yeah. But they can get pretty intense sometimes.
To me, they look like, nope.
Nope. I'm out. Don't want it. But then this, according to Healthline.com, is the number one game and puzzle to exercise your brain. We've all played it. We all hate it.
Oh. What does your wife mean when she says, I'm fine?
No, you pull out the dictionary and play you a game of Scrabble.
Oh, yeah.
On top of bringing out competitive spirit in every age group, this classic word game works to enrich your vocabulary, Larry, and train your mind to focus on a single task. With an entire dictionary of words to choose from, every round is different, and you'll never tire of playing this game. It's been around since 1948.
But why is there a Scrabble dictionary just versus the dictionary? Because people would argue, this is not a word, right? And maybe you know what it is, the other person doesn't, but it's not in the Scrabble dictionary. But if you open, I don't know, the Oxford dictionary, you're like, there's the word, man.
Yeah.
That is
a big difference. I don't know.
Because the Scrabble dictionary is not nearly as thick.
Correct.
As a normal dictionary, right? So sometimes you just happen to know a word. It doesn't mean you're smart. You just happen to know this word.
All right.
And you play it, and someone says, man, I don't know that word. You can explain the definition. I don't know this word. They open their Scrabble dictionary. It's not in there. You open the real dictionary, it is, and they'll still argue with you. Yeah, but it's not the
Scrabble dictionary. You know, they add tons of words every year, too. So it's like anything else.
Scrabble?
Well, just based on what is a real word.
Sure.
You have to keep up with it. How the hell you can do that?
Is ain't a real word? Can I play ain't in Scrabble?
I would let you play it.
Okay.
I think of it with the smartphone, though. That should be easy for everybody to figure
out. Can you play words with apostrophes?
No.
So then no.
You can do plural, but you can't do apostrophes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think ain't has an apostrophe.
A trio of prowlers here at home picked the wrong place to commit the crime, Miles.
Where'd they commit that crime?
Tell you all about it at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin-Kia! And the men's room knows just who it is. Hey! So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to see Drink Desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 45-year-old Kim Kardashian, best known for being a vapid bag of butt. Well, in spite of that, Kim, as you probably know, she's actually been studying to become a lawyer in the state of California, inspired by, to her credit, the mistreatment or misrepresentation of certain parts of the population, right? Got to her about 3 years ago, and I want to say she's kind of dedicated herself to following through. So for the last few years, she has been on a mission studying for the bar exam, hoping to follow in her father's footsteps. Well, she announced over the weekend that she successfully failed the bar. Now, look, no one is surprised except Kim herself. And I'm not toasting her or making fun of her for her failure. We're toasting her for who Kim blames for her failure. That's right, not her lack of studying, maybe just getting it wrong, as many people do when they take the bar. She's blaming her family's team of psychics. That is correct. This is her quote. Quote, all of the effing psychics that we have met with and we're obsessed with, all are effing full of S. They all collectively, maybe four of them, have told me I was going to pass the bar. So they're all pathological liars. Don't believe anything they say. Unquote. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from Kim Kardashian, who's studying to be a lawyer, that, hey, turns out the psychics might be lying to her and just taking her money.
Crazy.
And that's what it took her to figure out when she didn't pass the bar after four psychics told her that she's going to pass the bar. Maybe she'll ignore him next time, and I don't know. Study. We'll leave it up to her. But she says she will try again. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. All right, it's going to get tested now online for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.